All right, welcome to No Quarters, hey. Episode 22.
Motherfucking video game podcast.
That is correct. I am Mackie.
I'm The Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And guess what we talk about here in this here motherfucking video game podcast?
I'm going to assume...
Now, world politics.
Other than that.
And the geo-economic crisis that's infinite upon this world.
You meant to say string theory.
I didn't.
Actually, I think he meant to say... video games.
Oh, yeah. Video fucking games, that's right.
Video fucking games. Games that fuck videos.
We play a lot of video games. So we like to talk about them, too. Yeah, some of us do.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we play a lot of one or two games.
It's been a dark month for video
games. Yeah, this will be a less intense all sorts of games month, but, you know.
Yeah, well, first off, none of us bought a 3DS.
Nope, no 3DS.
Our
vision is fully intact still.
I did not remember that came out.
Nobody here is probably going to buy one anytime soon.
Are they?
I haven't. When I went to a Best Buy, they didn't have a kiosk. So I still have not even seen a three-dimensional screen.
Did they have them for sale?
Yeah, they're out as far as I know. I mean, I don't think
they're sold available
anywhere, but yeah, they're available. They were available, I think, a week ago.
How much are they asking for those?
$250.
Too much. Yeah, but apparently it sold well, though.
It's almost worth me, like, I don't know why.
There's no games for it yet. I'm just going to stop.
There is not a single game?
Unless you want to play, like, Street Fighter 4 on a handheld.
Right. Okay, no.
Which is apparently actually the good game.
Yes, like, that is the best game, but apparently there's control issues, because obviously there are only four buttons on the front of it, and two shoulder buttons. And
then there's cheater things you can do with the touchpad. Like, you can set up to do moves just by tapping.
Oh, that's weak.
Yeah. I mean, apparently you can... When you play other people, you can choose to turn that on and off. Whatever.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that because we don't have first-hand knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of like, part of me is tempted to buy it just so I have it to talk about. And that means that I need to start putting my money away for other things.
Yes. if you buy a 3DS before you buy like a PS3, I'll probably be angry with you. I'm just throwing that out.
I have a bunch of friends who have PS3s. I don't need to go out and buy one myself.
But there's rays that are blue, at least, if nothing else. There's that.
I don't watch many movies on disc.
We just want to be able to loan you awesome games on the PS3, dude.
Well, I got a friend who lives nearby who has a PS3, and I'm house-sitting him for him right
but
now.
But if you do buy a 3DS, I will play it.
We will while we play it, but we will play it.
I'll be like, this looks so good, why did you buy it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Combat of Giant Dinosaurs, fuck yes.
Wait, what?
That's an actual game.
Combat of
Giant Dinosaurs? That's the name of it?
Combat of Giant Dinosaurs.
That sounds like an awesome
That's a good
game.
Title.
It is, but apparently the game is shit.
It's still a good title.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like one of those, what was it, Primal Fury, whatever the one with like animals
Primal
fighting.
Rage.
Oh, Primal Rage, yeah.
Primal Rage, yeah.
Hey, that game was awesome.
Yeah, for button mashers.
Yeah,
sure. Apparently it's kind of like that, from what I understand.
Hey, sounds like my type of game.
What do you want with something called Combat of Giant Dinosaurs?
Combat of Giant Dinosaurs.
Big-ass
giant
dinosaurs.
Giant dinosaurs combat.
Fighting. Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah, sounds good to
me. I know one thing BJ will be buying when it comes out.
Fuck yeah, I will.
Burnout Crash.
Burnout Crash. Just
this is our news. We're getting in our news early.
News, because this shit just dropped today. Like, literally. The story came out today. I think
you are sitting in Burnout Fan Central right here.
Pretty much. That's what you're listening to right now.
I'd like to be part of that, but I mean, I'm a fan. I just don't know if I'm a super fan.
But you love Crash Mode.
I do,
and it's called Burnout Crash.
I think it's going to be.
I hope it's everything that Harlow hopes.
I hope
it's
everything we all hope it is.
I hope there's plenty of bandicoots.
Shut up, fucking idiot!
I hope I will punch you in the face in a second.
What? There aren't any bandicoots.
I'm gonna band a. Punt. That's dumb. I can't even think of smart things to say right now.
I'm gonna.
You can't smart up my dumb comment.
I'm gonna banda kick you in the
banda
coot.
Dent your dome. My fist.
That took you far too long to come up with.
I know it did. I'm just retarded over this. Retarded over the burnout news. So,
back on track. Video games. Dude,
what kind of happened was apparently the Australian Classification Board already rated the game.
So what I'm wondering is. What the hell?
I don't know.
How can they be rating it?
I don't know. Where is Criterion Games based? Do we know
They're in England.
Are they?
Yeah, they're in the UK.
Well, I mean, that's all UK and Australia is kind of like...
it's all the same
thing. Yeah, just the other side of the continent.
Sure.
Well,
Northern Hemisphere, like next door. Southern Hemisphere.
It's all the Queen's
They all speak kind of...
Domain.
The Queen's domain, yes.
Yeah. She's the master of her own domain.
The thing that worries me is we haven't heard a damn thing about it, and it's already being raided. To me, that says like XBLA release.
Of only Could crash be. Mode? Yes. Hey, okay. Here's the crash mode using the Burnout Paradise engine, using the crash mode that we didn't put in Burnout Paradise, the one thing that the game was missing.
Yay! Yeah, Showtime was good, but it was no crash mode.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, obviously I'm guessing
that's what it's going to be.
Could it just be like a crazy DLC for Burnout Paradise? Like, you know, just enabling crash mode?
Would they really put a DLC out this late?
No.
I don't think so.
No,
I mean,
they're done. I mean, they've already started discounting the DLC that's there.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just, you know, if it's going to be an XBLA thing, you need assets, and you probably wouldn't want to download a big, I don't know. I'm just saying it's something that is like a DLC add-on that requires Burnout Paradise, so you can have all the assets that are on the disc and
I'm hoping,
not download gigabytes upon gigabytes, like 13.
I'm hoping this is just one of those strange things that we, you know, they've just kept really quiet, and maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know how they do it in Australia. I don't know if they typically...
Upside down.
Yeah, so that's exactly it. They're sending it out too early, but I'll be excited to see something from Criterion regardless, because Criterion makes some pretty fucking good games, unless they're called Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
In which case, they make awesome games.
In which case, they're really kind of mediocre, at best. Let's not get into that. But...
So anyway... Yeah.
I'm hoping for licensed cars this time. That's what I want.
In a Burnout game?
Yes.
Called Burnout Crash?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to go. You might want to tone your hopes down a bit.
Oh, you mean the licensed cars like in Need for Speed Hot Pursuit?
Is that the one you meant? Yeah, I want to meld the two worlds.
Oh.
And only it not suck when it's done being melded.
Uh-huh.
It didn't suck. It just wasn't very good. Anyhow.
You just hope for higher than mediocrity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hope for... Burnout with licensed cars and the crash mode, okay. So you guys will shut up about it, even though it's not the best, like you guys think it is.
Stop green Kevin.
It's like I don't even know you.
You've always known that I didn't really think that crash mode was the best.
All right.
Okay.
So, speaking of dick tits.
Oh, woo!
Harlow and I have copies of Bulletstorm.
What? That game sucks. Why did we buy copies of
What the shit, dick tits?
The fuck would we buy that piece of shit?
I didn't, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm the dick tits. Yeah.
I kind of let one of my friends who works at EA, he needed a place to stay before a race here in town. And the rent he paid was a copy of Bulletstorm.
Huh.
Which is pretty cool.
Because it was my choice was that or Rango, the game.
Hmm.
But they were out of Rango the game, so I got a thank copy God. Of
so your choice was Bulletstorm.
So I got a copy of Bulletstorm.
You made a wise choice there in your lack of choice. So I can't imagine Rango the game being a lot of fun.
Actually, the other one was Fight Night Champion that I was offered.
I was going to say, like,
but I was like,
if he brought you Rango, you cripple that man before the race.
Why?
Because that's a dick move. Like, well, I could have gotten you Bulletstorm or Rango, but I brought you Rango. Crack! Race now, hey, motherfucker.
Man, movie licensed games have a storied history of...
Sucking big fat donkey dick.
So anyway, Bulletstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Much better than...
Harlow got it on sale, right?
I did.
Isn't that the deal?
For $40?
Yeah. They basically threw back out their... Whatever that lightning deal today, they did it again.
Yeah, Amazon did it a couple times where it was $40. Because I think somebody commented on the last episode about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, we didn't get it.
Now, this was after me sitting watching you play going, wow, this really isn't any better than I thought the demo was going to be. And yet I still bought it because
it does look like
it kind of has a horde mode in it.
Because I am the memories of the phallus.
It does have some shining moments that you kind of want to play with a little bit.
Sure.
I think you actually got further than I did.
In the single player thing.
Because... Yeah. It doesn't start well.
It doesn't get much better after that.
Yeah, it does. Because
single player,
it was very much, you know, there's your typical training. Hey, hit A to crouch, you know, that sort of stuff. But it was a lot of kill 10 guys, watch this cutscene where everybody hates each other. Kill 10 guys, watch this cutscene where everybody hates each other. Kill 10 more guys, watch this cutscene where everybody hates each other.
And ooh, I was just, now you're drunk. Try to shoot while you're drunk.
Yeah, it was.
Now, kill 20 guys.
Before you get a cutscene. Right. Yeah, it was just kind of, I don't know.
mediocrity at its best.
I hope it gets better, but it was one of those games that just, I was already kind of a little bit on the fence about it, and there was nothing that the game did in the beginning that really pushed me to want to keep going. Though you did enjoy, didn't you? Wasn't it, you guys were over when I was kicking hot dog carts into people to blow them
yes,
up?
Yes, yes. Yeah, that was pretty fun.
It has tiny
moments.
It has
its moments. Doesn't Gears of War have a little bit of that kill 10 or 20 guys, then cut
yeah.
scene, kill
yeah,
10
it's
or 20
one of those
guys,
things,
cut
yeah,
scene.
You don't think about it until later on, but yeah, I think yeah. you're kind of right. But this one, it's just, it seemed to stack them one after the other, after the other, like worse than Gears did.
But I enjoy the Gears story. I mean, it's, I'm not saying it's going to win a Pulitzer Prize, but I mean, it's enjoyable. I mean,
It's okay. The gameplay, I mean,
it's good motivation to keep going forward.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I just, and among Gears, you got the freaking Lancer. You got a chainsaw gun, which there wasn't really anything like that that you get early on in
Bulletstorm. Really nothing like that I've seen so far. I mean, the leash thing
now
is kind of fun occasionally.
That is something that I think is an awesome idea.
What, the leash?
Yeah, the leash thing. Like
leash guys just, and chuck them around.
Yeah, all that kind of crazy stuff. I like that. I think that's a really solid idea. And I think from what I've seen, the rest of everything around that, it's like they built that system and they couldn't figure out, they just kind of stopped. They gave up on their creativity at that mm-hmm. point. We're like, okay, well, we've got this really awesome leash thing. Just put some fucking crazy shit around it and sell it.
Yeah. yeah.
I think that's like seems like the strongest part of the game is that the crazy leash and...
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm crazy about the whole around. Buying your weapons.
I thought that was pretty dumb.
And upgrades and stuff. Yeah. Is it's kind of...
Well, I mean, it I don't know. It works.
It's okay.
It's the only thing that kind of kept me going was like, all right. You know, it's just... I like the carrot on the stick thing that a lot of games do that make you want to keep playing them, but this one, I felt like that's all there was. You know, in other games like Call of Duty or even like Mass Effect, where you're like, I can almost afford this if I just go here and get a little bit more money and then I'll get this really cool thing. This was like, well, I'm really kind of only doing these skill things just to get the money. Well, I'm not enjoying the rest of this to go along with it all that much.
Like in Call of Duty, though, it's not part and parcel to the single player game. That's just the multiplayer.
Yeah,
no,
that's strictly a multiplayer.
I mean, which
thing.
Is for the most part at this point, you know, now that we're 6 or so months out, that's the bulk of the game is the multiplayer. But still, you know, to have a good single player experience in Call of Duty, you don't have to grind on super special kills to get the super cool weapons. You just
it doesn't really punish you for you not by not having the gun. It's just you're doing that so that you can unlock new ways to kill people in funky ways.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It just keeps forcing you into their wacky point system.
It's the FPS version of Project Gotham Racing, and it's the same reason I don't really necessarily like that. I don't like.
Is that the one with kudos?
Yeah, yes. It's the, you know, do this in this way because that's the way you should do it to get points, not because it's fun or the fastest or anything else. It's like, take your time going through this level, but kind of get through it fast, but also do it with style, you know? And
it doesn't have anything nearly as satisfying as those points ticking up when you round a corner
sure.
like perfectly in Project Gotham.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like little bing-bing points show up over a guy's head. But a lot of the time I found that I just didn't understand even what I had done differently that time. Or it just felt like I was always doing the same thing.
Yeah, it gets pretty repetitive pretty quick. It hasn't shown me anything that made me go, wow, I was completely wrong in the demo. It's just...
Yeah, I would say we should play Horde mode, but it seems like all like the big proponents of the game, you know, like Knobs and other people on other podcasts, they've just kind of... It almost feels like they've kind of gotten everything they want out of it, and they've abandoned it already.
Great.
Super. So, yeah.
Lovely. So kinda... Glad I cashed in that code that now prevents me from selling it.
Anywhere. Oh, the Horde mode one?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the online pass or whatever the hell it was.
Oh, yeah. Hooray, yay.
Well, we'll still have to play it.
Sure.
But that's my problem, too, is it's Horde mode, but it's limited by, hey, you have to get this number of points or you don't advance, and it's over. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's forcing you to do all the crazy.
So basically, all that said, we're still kind of have mostly the same feelings we had about the demo. We're really not any different plays with it.
I mean, I will say that, the single player is better than the demo, as far as the demo just kind of being like very directionless.
What do they call that? There's a,
there's a score echoes. Attack mode, but yeah, it's echoes.
That's what they call it, where you basically do part of a level in a timed manner.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, at least the single player kind of gives you a little more direction. Says, okay, here's why you're going here.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why I can be so meh about this game and enjoy Gears as much as I do when they're both cut from that same cloth of this is extreme in your face badassery. And
but you know, Gears isn't necessarily so self-referential and douchey about it.
Yeah.
You don't get points popping up over the guy's head.
Right.
It's like, hey, this is just a
It's a hardcore action game. I suppose it's possible that they, you know, I would feel the same way about Gears suddenly if you chainsaw a guy and it said Slaughterhouse 500 plus experience.
Yeah.
You know,
and it only does that in Horde mode, so you're good. I mean, it's true.
It just gives that satisfying.
Yeah, but there's never any points tied to it in any. I mean, you know, you get
experience points.
Well, experience points in Horde, but it's for if you did it one way or the other way. As long as the guy goes down, it's not really any different experience. Not like it says, "Hey, you chainsaw this guy. Here's bonus experience."
You're not killing with skill in Gears,
right? But I do think, like, I enjoyed watching you, Mackie, play Bulletstorm, like, when we were all in the room and we're yelling at you to tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of fun, sort of backseat gaming.
Yeah, it was all right, but I was just getting bored while we were doing it. I think that's the main problem, is there's all this crazy shit going on screen, and I'm bored by it. And I don't know why that is. Yeah, I don't know if it's the way they present the game or what, but...
Yeah,
I mean, there was a point where we were all just kind of like, let's put something else in, or let's go get some food or something. You know, we were all just kind of like,
let's go work in your yard.
Yeah, let's go pull some weeds.
Yeah. Let's go watch the grass grow.
Mow with style.
You know, I need to go back into it because it's been a few weeks since I played it. I got tied up in other games, but
gotcha.
I should go back and just at least beat the single player and get it over with.
Yeah.
So I can get a really informed opinion.
It's unfortunate that, you know, I hate to always say it, but like this game just needs co-op or something to set it apart. Cause playing through single player is just really boring. And you know, at least having co-op would be at least dragging someone else along through the experience and
allowing like Resident Evil 5.
Yeah. Or allowing Resident you to Evil 5 do something.
Kind of sucks if you're trying to play it by yourself. But co-op, we had a ton of fun playing Resident Evil 5.
I don't understand. I mean, it seems like you could start doing crazy things like playing tennis with bodies flying through the air with the leash, you know, between each other and things like that. Apparently, the things you can do in Horde mode, but why not have it in single player too, you know?
Because they don't want you to have fun.
I guess not.
They just want your money. This is EA we're talking about.
We may still be playing it wrong. Maybe there's something we're missing.
No, yes, you're playing
suddenly
it wrong.
Horde mode becomes amazing when you have your friends playing it and doing stupid shit. Yeah.
All that shit.
Right. I don't really want to interrupt the flow, but I this question popped into my head, and I don't know if we've covered this topic before, and I thought it might be interesting to visit it. You mentioned the dumb hand-holding tutorial thing. Mm-hmm. I think both of you did.
Yeah.
How do you want a game to get you into the finer points of the controls if they're
I don't mind different? Them doing it the way that one did, where it's like, oh, shoot the thing off the guy's head. It's just, in Bulletstorm, it takes a long time to get through that section.
It does. There's a lot of unnecessary cuts.
And there's a lot of sitting there listening to the other guy talk, so where he's not saying, okay, hit A to jump over this pile of rubble. He's just bullshitting. Bullshit.
It walks you through and sort of like if you look at Borderlands, the way it gets you used to the controls in the very beginning of the game where it, you know, makes you walk around and duck over this and jump over this. And
I think that works. Works pretty well. I think the problem with Bulletstorm is they're simultaneously trying to have the tutorial and simultaneously introducing you to four characters, only like two or three of which really matter. Or, you know, there's more people on the ship that matter in the beginning of Bulletstorm, and they're simultaneously trying to storytell and get you through the tutorial, and it just stretches it all out to the point that I don't really like either. So I like that the concept of being alone, disoriented, or something that you have to, hey, in case you forgot how to play, here's how you do this. And
yeah, well, the problem with them, too, is they really should make them skippable.
Sure.
I mean, I think about something like Alien versus Predator, which I know is like a terrible example of a video game, but when I played, but I played through the Alien thing a couple times to get basically all the achievements in it, other than the beat it without saving or whatever the hell that ridiculous one was. But I had to do that tutorial and I had to keep listening to the scientist tell me, look to your left, look to your right, look up, look down. And it's like, give me a way to skip that. Yeah. You know what? Make me do it the first time, but you know what? If you're all your controls are FPS controls, why are you making me do this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's,
I mean, I know you guys, I know you guys aren't printing manuals anymore, because
maybe that's the better answer, is just, you know, go into the menu and select control tutorial, you know, and not make it part of the game. Or do it, I mean, Borderlands does that pretty quickly. I mean, you know, they have the, it's story-based tied, you know, you go right from the opening cutscene,
you
know, and well, on the bus and getting off the bus and
all
that, you know, and it's story-based, and maybe it takes a little bit too long, but I don't know, it kind of also gets you into that world.
To me, that section should take, like, honest to God, it should take no more than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bulletstorms felt like 10. So that's my problem.
And the strange thing about Bulletstorm is they're not even introducing you to advanced concepts like the leash. You don't get the leash for, like, through, you know, the first thing, the first part of the first act,
it's like,
or whatever.
20 minutes in,
not
or
act,
so
but, you know, scenes, I guess they call them. Yeah, so you don't even get that for a while. Anything that's above your standard duck, crouch, run.
Yeah, it's, so to answer your question, BJ, let us skip it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we really care about.
At this point, we can
no quarters
pretty much
net.
Figure.
Let us skip it.
Yeah, we can figure out how to play video games, mostly. Mostly.
All right. That thankfully didn't take as long as I thought it could, so.
Okay.
I was worried.
You were afraid we were going to start arguing, weren't you?
No, I was just worried that once I asked that question, it was going to end up being a 45-minute dissection of video game tutorials and then controls, and, you know, then we'd end up on a tangent about the moon.
Nah. Hmm. Not yet.
Okay.
Though the moon is kind of awesome. Just telling you that now.
Well, yeah.
I want all tutorial sections to be Fallout 3.
Okay. Oh, yeah, where it's the whole...
Yay! Don't tell anybody if they haven't played.
Okay.
Experiencing the joy of the beginning of Fallout 3 is one of the best things about that game, if you ask me.
Yeah, and it's done
with the moon zombies.
Yes, with the moon zombies.
Okay.
It was it was a big twist.
So, speaking of the moon...
Zombies?
We played some Full House Poker.
Whoa, oh.
Okay. Full House, Full Moon?
Full House Poker on Xbox Live Arcade.
I bought it. Sight unseen.
On our recommendation?
Yep. And other recommendations as well. But mostly yours.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Totally ours.
That is at a least fun 7 or 8% people.
I did not play a single damn bit. I didn't even fire the game up. I'm such a loser.
We'll have to play some poker.
Yeah.
Getting a party and poker up.
Getting a poker and party up.
Ma.
Yes. We'll get on our poker space.
Okay.
Is that the new social network?
Ma.
Poker space?
Yes.
No. Or is it just what I did this weekend?
It's surprisingly good for being from the guys who made Game Room.
Yeah. I'll give it that.
Yeah, but I don't think it has issues.
I don't think Game Room is... Do people generally hate Game Room? I just don't feel the need to spend money for games I have on MAME or some other way.
There were a ton of crap ports and just the way it was all presented, a lot of people were turned off by it.
Okay. I kind of like the concept of build whatever. We're not talking about Game Room. I just like the idea of building your arcade and challenging your friends to scores. And there was never any games that I was like, oh, I want to spend $2 to $3, $4, or $5 on that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I don't know. I really enjoyed it a lot more than I should. And I'm still not sure why. Because the computer AI does some
shit.
Asshole tactics.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically guys will stay in with like a 6 and a 2 offsuit. And then they'll get like 2 sixes on the river, you know.
Well,
so
it's not the river; it's the flop.
No, whatever. You know what I mean.
The flop, the turn, the river.
Yeah, you fucking poker people.
A man, a plan. A canal,
the 2 sixes will get dealt later on, and they will, you know, you'll have a straight, but they'll have a full house all of a sudden, you know, that sort of shit.
Yes.
When there was no logical reason for them to stay in.
Right. Like, for example, I had someone stay in. I believe they had, let's say, Jack 7, not a very good hand. I had a pair of queens.
It's like the worst hand. Yeah. You should never, ever, ever play that hand. Isn't it?
No.
Jack 7?
7-2 offsuit is worst hand in poker. Hold him anyway. But, Yeah, so they stayed in, and I raised with, I had a pair of pocket queens to start the hand, you know, which is a pretty good hand and raise worthy. And they called my raise and stayed in. And yeah, it was like, here's your 8, 9, 10 that you needed. You know, like they can see the matrix and the cards coming from, you know, the nether realm.
Yeah, I just found that happening to me more often than it should. You know, I mean, I know poker's random. You could sit at a table and get fucked over 10 times in a row.
Sure.
You know, but it always seemed like they'd have that one card higher than me.
Yeah.
Or all the time.
Or just exactly what they needed came out to beat your higher cards that you already had.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is, that's why I can never trust video games to not be cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's why never. It was much more fun going online and playing.
Which like, I,
in their events.
Sadly, have not done yet.
Really?
How was that?
It was weird only because I was in a party with one of my friends from England and his dad. And so there were only three of us in the party. And you would think when you get into the event that it would fill up the table with other people. But no, it only kept us three and then filled the rest of the table with computer people.
Weird.
Yeah. Which was really strange because I was like, isn't this supposed to be some big online event? Because this is basically what they use to replace 1v100.
Sure. Timed events type of thing.
Yeah. Where it's like, okay, you go here at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, you're going to get into this thing. And for some reason, it wouldn't fill it with real people, I guess because we're in a party. Problem is, there's a single diamond, double diamond, a triple diamond table, obviously with higher stakes as you go up. And we all kept ending up like, I would move up from the double diamond to the triple, while my friend would get busted down to the double and I'd replace him. So it's like we never ended up on the same table, except for maybe like three or four hands total in half an hour.
Huh.
So it was kind of...
It's like a social experience, but meant to be played with strangers, perhaps. Because I'm trying to think... I never tried to do anything like 1v100 with friends. I mean, I played it a couple times just by myself.
I mean, but I don't know if that's what it was or what was going on, but when I was in their party, it was just us there.
Okay.
But when you're out of a party and you have a whole group, it's a lot of fun, but you can't do the double, triple... tables, you know, if you're just doing a regular multiplayer match, at least I don't believe you can.
Right.
I think that was only for the tournament type.
Now, is this supposed to get you something by playing in these events? Is there a reason to?
Not really, just achievements and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Will there be prizes?
Yeah, I mean, are there prizes like points or anything?
No, they're not doing that now.
Okay.
I'm thinking that they can later on.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like, what's the point of doing that versus just going online and playing any time? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why? What's
they have specific achievements tied to it, and it's a lot better being able to move up and down tables.
Okay,
you know, it matters more when you go all in.
Sure,
because if you get busted down, like you don't get any more experience for two or three hands, you know, that sort of stuff. I mean, it's kind of, and the experience doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's mostly cosmetic stuff.
Well, but the experience also ties into who like technically wins. You know, who gets the gold medals, who gets the silver medals, all that. Because it's not only how much money you won and where you placed at the table, but also how much experience you gained.
Weird.
And a lot of times, and that's the thing I like about this game, is people are encouraged kind of...
to not play like big dick bags.
Yeah, like everybody doesn't go all in every hand. Because if you fold at the right time, you could get 5 times the experience you would get if you had won.
Yeah, you can get a smart fold bonus.
Yeah, like some a lot of times if you win, you only get 100 points, but if you fold at the right time, you can get 500.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of... So the game, when the tournaments are set up on experience, you're going to want that.
So the game is seeing the matrix and telling you... Do you know, like, as soon as you fold, does it go, smart fold?
No.
Okay, well, that's
good. You have to watch the hand play out.
Okay, well, that's good. All right.
Yeah. And you can also do stupid little tricks, like you earn them as you level up.
Ooh.
I mean, they have perks.
Chip tricks.
Yeah. You can flip the... you can hold them out between your finger. You know, it's goofy little stuff, but it's kind of... I don't know. It's one of those fun social games that I enjoyed it. The only thing I really wish they had is when everybody, like when you have a showdown and you're all in, they don't show the percentages of who's likely to win.
Like they do on the TV.
Yeah, like they do, and I believe they did it in the other one, in the other poker game that was...
Yeah, I don't need that because I have all those percentages in my head.
Yeah, well, you are a better pokerer than I am.
No, I don't really.
Yeah. I have 11 outs.
Yeah. But, I mean, 11 it's, and three it's still, quarters for outs. $10, I don't feel ripped off at all. I've gotten plenty of fun out of it.
I'm a little disappointed in the single-player AI just based on doing the demo and from the first couple games I played, it seemed like it was a cut above poker AI of other games, but it's really kind of not. Yeah. I'm guessing there's some kind of poker algorithm they have yet to crack for writing good video game AI poker, because they all seem cheap and illogical.
There must be something there, because they have the individual tables, like you face off against specific named characters.
Yeah.
And they all have a style, like one guy's style is bully.
That actually does kind of play. That kind of plays interestingly, because like I knew this guy was a bully, meaning he was just going to try to push me around, and I started with a fantastic starting hand. I'm like, let's go. Yeah. And he flips over shit, and I beat him beat that guy in one hand, because I just knew he was trying to bully me. But I think the problem is they're probably never going to be able to write good poker AI until we have true actual AI, because poker is not really a game of actually playing the cards.
Crunching numbers.
It's playing the people.
It's not like blackjack.
Yeah. It's playing the people playing the situation.
And that's kind of why it's fun to play against people online.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because like my friend's dad, I was just fucking with him. Oh. I'm like 30, 30, 30, 30, and all of a sudden like 600.
Yeah. I do like that for every action you could do, you can do a normal, a aggressive, or a passive
animation
to go with it.
Yeah.
So like you can call, but you can make it be like, oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. or you'd be like, call, bitch.
Yeah exactly. Domino's, motherfucker. But that's just kind of a nice touch to, since you don't actually see the other people.
Yeah. But I mean, it's...
I don't think we mentioned that this is like played with avatars. I don't, if you don't know, not. Maybe.
But yeah, it's played with your avatar.
Full House Poker is played with avatars.
Yeah.
I see you.
And when you win, your guy gets up on the table and dances. While confetti falls down.
Uh-huh.
He does that stupid little retard avatar dance. Retard avatard dance.
What?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. I actually know what you mean now. I was like, what the... Are you just stretching for a joke? But now I realize that
you're talking about.
That the avatar people go, yay. Yeah. And confetti falls down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. That's Full House Poker.
Cool. I'm excited to play it someday.
We will all play, and it will be fun, and Harlow will whoop our asses, most likely.
Probably. There is something that we all played.
What's that?
Is there?
Yeah, I think we all played this, I think we all finished it. Xbox Live Labs.
Oh, yes. We are winning at that.
I played the hell out of it. I played 6 hours of
that. So did I.
Straight.
Yes. Actually, I played 5 hours and 58 minutes somehow.
So you don't have all the achievements Xbox Live Labs?
In a row. I played 5 hours and 58 minutes.
Oh.
But what happened was I set it to start, and there was a little bit of a delay or something, and maybe in between, I don't know exactly what happened, but my Xbox shut off after 6 hours of inactivity.
Sure.
So I woke up, and for some reason I checked, I never do this, but I checked my Xbox in the morning.
Have you checked the Xbox?
Yeah. So I checked my Xbox in the morning before I went to work, and I was like, ah, crap, I didn't get... So I had...
The game is coming from inside the disk drive.
Yes, usually it does. So I finished it in the 2 minutes I was getting ready for work. But yes, we all completed it. We are contributing members of society now.
To
we
can die whatever happy. That was.
It was probably searching all of our hard drives for...
For porn?
For unlicensed Microsoft.
It was material. Probably that's probably what actually pulled all of the Kinect pictures off of our hard drives and put them onto the Microsoft servers for
there
later. So all that dancing naked you did in Dance Central, congratulations. You wear that lab coat because now it's going to be like a flasher coat because they're going to going to show you naked online when you don't buy Windows 8.
Yeah, it's actually designed to, since AT&T is capping their bandwidth, it was designed to just use all of it up.
Oh, sweet.
So
cool.
You just have to suddenly have to pay AT&T.
Those evil
or if
bastards.
You're in Canada where you're just fucked.
Yeah.
Sorry, people in Canada.
Micro dollar sign OFT, am I right?
Oh, yes. You are right. Yeah. So yeah, we played that.
It's poor Canadians. They can't
you
play
and
games.
Harlow both played a game.
You're not in that company?
What?
I think you're probably talking about the Torchlight on XBLA.
Yes.
Did you play it?
I
played the demo.
You didn't play it? Did you buy the game?
No, I have it on PC.
You of all people.
I know. I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole. I will say this. I loved the controls.
Yeah.
I never thought I would love the controls for that on the 360, but holy crap.
I didn't know that the game
those could, controls are awesome.
I didn't know that it could control better.
But like, it totally does.
It works really, really well on PC, but it's fucking amazing on Xbox.
Yep.
Like I don't. It's genius. It plays a lot like a lot of other ones, but everything just seems to work nicer, smoother.
Yeah, it's
easier.
It's just crazy. I never imagined that it would play as well as it does. And yes, I should buy it, but I'm waiting until it goes on sale. Sorry.
I didn't finish the story mode on the PC version, but I did finish it on the Xbox version.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did both, but I'm now in the
dungeon.
The endless dungeon. Endless,
yeah. I'm at that point, too. I just haven't complete. The only achievement I have left in the game is to max out your fame, which is like level 33 in fame. I'm pretty close to that, but...
Yeah.
How high does your fame go?
I think your level is actually infinite. I haven't.
So how do you max out your fame?
It's just a certain
level. Yeah, you just hit 33 or something like that.
Yeah, it's whenever you become, you know, legendary or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Right. I haven't actually hit that yet. I think that's the only thing I'm missing, maybe.
It's the only thing I'm missing. But, man, it just... The only thing that bothers me about it is the inventory system, which is kind of rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I feel like it's kind of clunky to move things back and forth. And one of the things I like about, you know, that sort of inventory system, like the Diablo/Torchlight inventory system, is being able to sort things out. Like, for example, all the gems that you would put in your weapons or armor or jewelry.
Right.
I like to put those.
Oh, you're talking about the inventory Tetris.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Not even Tetris, because it's all just squares.
Yeah, I know, but you're talking about the grid.
I like being able to put them, you know, to sort them out and to put them where I can easily visually reference them.
Yeah, but you've got whole separate tabs now, you know.
Okay. I know that, but it's all one list.
Sure.
And when you put stuff in, it just puts whatever you put in last on top.
Yeah.
So, like, all my gems and stuff, they're all out of order unless I meticulously... And I end up doing it because I'm weird about it. But I meticulously, like, if I move one out and then back in, I move all of the ones of that type out and then move all of the ones of that type back in so that they're all sorted nicely.
Okay.
Obsessed by 147 matches.
No, I don't know. I guess I'm not.
It makes it easier for me to look through when I come
there's
back
just
to
like
town.
I guess by the way I play, there's only like two kinds of gems I even care about. So it's like I don't care if I see green, you know, red, whatever. I'm like, sell it, throw it on the dog, get out of here. Yeah, I don't want it.
Yeah, I guess I just keep them all because I like to combine. I like to transmute them all.
Yes, it is fun. Yeah, that's what I usually do. I mean, I get a big pile and go back to town and be like, I don't care what order they're in, just throw them on the transmuter and see what it makes. Can I hit Y nice. Now to transmute? No. Okay, let's try something else.
Nice.
Yeah. But, I will say this. If they had added co-op for this release...
It would have been a day one purchase.
It would have been, insta-buy.
Yeah, well, that's Torchlight 2, which is still apparently coming this year, maybe? That's possibly. What I heard. Should I give everybody the pro tip?
What's the pro tip?
The pro tip.
Oh, the anti-swizzard tip.
Yeah, the semi-cheating tip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The shitty wizard.
All right. The shitty wizard and or shitty altar. What are they called? Tombs?
An enchantment shrine.
Shrines. Yes. Yeah. The shitty shrines. So if you play Torchlight, you can go to a wizard in town and pay him money. And as your enchantments go up, his percentage of disenchanting an item goes up as well to add enchantments. The shrines can do it as well. It's a very small chance that a shrine can also take away and disenchant an item. Should this happen to you on the Xbox, press your old guide button, hit Y.
To exit to dashboard.
And it does not save.
Right.
You cheating.
The other thing that you should do is, if you are concerned about it, exit to title first,
mm-hmm.
because that will save your game, then come back into your game, and then do your enchanting.
Right. Just saying.
It really doesn't take that long.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, if you're really pushing the limit, because like,
it's fun to push the limit.
It is fun to push the limit, but if
push
you know,
to the limit.
Limit. And you know, sometimes like, you know, you just still trying to get one more enchantment on that badass item of yours, and then it becomes mm-hmm. not at all. it becomes an actual ass item.
It becomes a stick.
It takes away the bad and just goes to ass, and then you don't like it anymore. So
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Just, you know.
But so that's your pro tip for
Torchlight. That's Harlow's cheating corner slash ad achievement for the week or month. This episode.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know what else you guys played, both of you, that I didn't.
What's that?
COD Blops.
Oh. I may have played that.
Yeah, Captain Prestige.
Yeah. My part will probably be shorter.
Please go ahead.
I beat the game. I played as Batman.
Uh-huh. You unlocked Batman and then played as him?
I played as Batman before I unlocked him.
Wow.
It was actually pretty substantial.
What is his rank, actually, in the military?
Super duper.
Wait.
Yeah. His rank is fucking Batman.
His rank is goddamn.
Yes. He's the goddamn Batman.
So Blops. Single player.
It's another Call of Duty game, but it's a Treyarch Call of Duty game.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay. Much like, I didn't like it as much as MOA 2, but it was okay. There were too many points where, what?
I'm just trying to figure out the MOA.
MOA? Modern Warfare 2?
I gotcha. Just how we turn W into WA. George WA Bush.
MOWA.
Okay.
MOA.
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 MOA Deep.
MOA.
Okay.
Anyway.
It was not...
So yeah, whatever. So you liked it, just...
I had fun playing it, but there are a lot of things that kind of annoyed me. Like, there's this part where, I think it's Kaesan, where you get overrun, and you have to kick these barrels down the hill and burn up a bunch of these...
Yeah, we've talked about
I think
this.
We've mentioned this
Did we section. Mention that?
You hadn't beaten it before the last episode, but you did talk about the barrel part, which is where I quit, and I still haven't gone back and played it yet.
Yeah.
Since you gave me the disc back.
But. Yeah, run to the checkpoint is my advice.
Not on veteran.
Try to run to the checkpoint.
Not on veteran.
Anyhow, that part annoyed me. The vehicle controls are as annoying as it can possibly get, because basically all the vehicles are, you know, like left stick controls direction of the vehicle, and then right stick controls your firing aim, and it gets all sorts of wacky. It's just a fucking mess.
That just sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It is an absolute mess, and it's annoying. And then once I beat the game, I played the zombies part, where you get to... I mean, when I played, I guess by default, player one is... I don't know if you can play multiplayer zombies. I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
That's like their co-op mode.
Okay, so...
Were you JFK?
Yeah,
were
I was Stalin? JFK. No, I was.
It's JFK, Nixon.
I don't know
Castro,
how you would...
and is it who's the other guy? It's not a president or is it? It's not Kissinger. It's like I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know, but I didn't know if it would let me choose somebody else to play. Or
I don't
not.
Think it does.
Okay, but I you know
single shoot, player it just throws you out there and says hey.
Shooting zombies as JFK was pretty fun. It gets really annoying really quick. But
yeah, that's not a mode to be played single.
No, but
you
the
need a team to do that.
But the first like 10 minutes of shooting zombies with a 1911 pistol is pretty cool. And I played the other secret games a little bit. I didn't play Zork because I don't have a fucking keyboard.
You played what is it called? DOA?
DOA Arcade?
Dead Ops Arcade.
Dead Ops Arcade. I played just enough of that to get the achievement, and I kind of wanted to play a little more because it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 seconds I played, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it kind of...
I think Harlow has more to talk about Blops than I do, maybe.
Well...
Because you're Captain Prestigio over there.
I've pretty much been completely obsessed with playing multiplayer in the last
turned into the
month.
Game.
Down the rabbit hole he went.
Yeah, I think...
And we never saw him again.
I think I'm done. I prestiged once, and I'm almost up to level 50 on... The second go through, and I don't think I'm going to do it again because I probably wouldn't have even done it. I might have done it the first time, but I won't probably do it ever again because I looked and it's pretty much all cosmetic. There's EPing. It's you know there's no reason to continue to prestige, and there are 15 levels of prestiging. Meaning,
the fuck does the 15th level get you?
Nothing.
Other than people from Treyarch show up at your house and shoot you in the head.
and tell you to buy another game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's all cosmetic. You get a different logo. You get, you know, on your rank thing, you get different backgrounds for your tag, your player card, whatever. A couple different face paints. You can, like, one level, you can, you know, gold plate all your weapons. But the thing is, not only do you have to hit, like, I want to say it's 13th level of prestige, you know, finish it to gold plate your weapons. It's something ridiculous, like 500,000 COD points, like, which is...
So if you see anybody with that, you ridicule those motherfuckers mercilessly.
Yeah, maybe it's 50,000. It's a ridiculous sum. I mean, getting 2,000 is not super easy to do without doing a lot of challenges and being pretty damn good at the game.
Maybe by the time you're up that high, money is no object.
You don't know because you don't retain your money between things, I don't think. Or you've had to purchase guns over and over again. Unless you're just like, go through all the prestige modes and be like, I am married to this gun. You know, I'm not buying anything else. But every time I play, I'm like, oh yeah, now I can unlock this again. And if I were to prestige again, I'd probably do the same damn thing. Like, oh, I can unlock this now. And spend my money every time. But
are you gonna keep playing? Or are you kind of done? Like,
I know what you're gonna do.
I just need to. I'm kind of saturated right now. I might keep playing until I'm level 50 and then put it down for a while and then.
No, what you need to do is get to level 50 and then play like an asshole.
Yeah, I was kind of considering that.
Do it.
Yeah, because, all right.
As many grenades as you can carry.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm thinking.
As many RPGs as you can carry.
Okay, so.
As many grenade launchers as you can carry.
What I'm thinking.
Akimbo RPGs.
What I'm thinking is get a gun that you can put a grenade launcher on it, put it on there. Get a scavenger, which allows you to resupply your ammo. Make my secondary weapon an RPG and take, I believe it's Warlord. I might not be able to do Warlord. And Scavenger at the same time. I can't remember now. But the thing that allows you to hold two grenades and just run around two grenades, two shots on an RPG, and two in my rocket launcher.
So
and
you're the demo man.
Basically run around blowing shit up, running over their corpse to pick up more ammo and do it again. Because basically I'm making this joke because people that do that, fuck them. I mean, this is a FPS game. This is not demo time.
Hey, if you the have game to, lets you do it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, shoot
game,
me.
It's not cheating.
Shoot me with a gun, you person with no skill.
That is the nicest
insult you will ever hear on Xbox Live. You person with
kill
no skill.
Kill me like a man.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I think I'm at that. The only people left playing this game are the people who are...
Who only own that game.
So,
who traded in all 12 of their other games to get this game.
Right. So I don't know. I may be done. I'm definitely saturated with it. I think I'm at like level 46 or 47 of the second prestige. So I think I'm
so close, man.
I'm just going to hit 50 and shelve it for a while.
I'm at level 0.
Okay.
Of my first prestige.
Sweet. Yeah.
Of my 0th prestige.
Yeah. So I think I'm done.
I believe I'm actually in negative numbers on that.
I don't think you can do that, but
I think I am. I think I've managed to do it.
I don't think you can.
I might log
yourself
in and just die. See how many times I can die without killing somebody.
Yeah,
there's got to be some kind of record that.
If you see Harlow 37 running around exploding shit like a madman, that's because he's grown tired of Call of Duty and he's now garnering all of his revenge from all 100 levels that he's gone through of being blown up by too many grenades.
We call griefing.
This is unfortunate because I was going to say I should take a flak jacket too, which prevents my own damage, so I could just throw them right next to myself and not worry about it. But you can't do that in Scavenger at the same time because that would be hilarious. Just be like, shame. I'm going to blow it up right next to me. I'm fine.
That would be kind of
later,
awesome.
Bitches.
All right. So do we want to get into my DLC corner or save it for second half?
Oh, let's break. I think it's a good break time.
Okay.
I got to go play some Call of Duty.
Dickbag.
One thing I will throw in real quick before the break.
Yeah.
I've been playing more Split Second.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a new area.
What?
Yeah. One?
Like a whole new area?
Yeah.
Like a whole new world?
Yes. Like a new area on one of the regular maps, or did you buy some DLC?
No, it was on the regular game.
Wow.
Like it's a nighttime power plant type thing that you go through, and you can blow up one of the reactors.
Wow.
That will
Is
fall
it
down.
Nuclear?
I don't know if it's nuclear or not, but it's a big ass reactor looking thing.
Okay.
Sound like idiots if you want, I don't care.
And so you can nuke it and then it
Hey, I sound like presidents and statesmen around the world.
Yeah. But no, but I mean...
Sound like idiots if you want.
I still kind of have the same issues with Split Second. I can only play it for like a half hour to an hour at a time. And I can't be trying to get a certain time on a certain level or else I will just give up in frustration.
You sound like you've taken my COD Blops approach. Because you saw me playing. That's kind of become my thing. Like, I come home and I'll try to play 30, 45 minutes tops, period. That's like my... That's my de-stressing time, actually, yeah, believe it or not. As much as I yell and curse at the screen, not, you know, I don't bother to plug in my headset, but...
Yeah. But so, yeah, I just want to throw that out there. It's, there are more than three areas in the game.
But well, it is still...
Hopefully, I'll see a fifth and a sixth, but you never know.
Still as repetitive as I predicted.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, and public service announced, because we keep saying dumb shit and it keeps coming true. I'm just going to throw this out there. Treyarch, whomever is making the next big online game... New option available in the menus. Mute all. Thank you.
You don't like to talk to people?
No.
Not in Call of
Duty? No. Here's the thing.
You hate humanity?
No. I want someone... No. I don't want to talk to anybody. I was going to try to justify and say that there have been a few times when talking to random strangers has helped me where we actually go, hey, let's go do this. They're coming over here and actually you know, talk strategy. But no, it's
not worth it.
No, it's just like, it's like hitting the lottery, you know, in the Call of Duty games to have somebody talking intelligently about what's actually happening versus...
You need to join a clan.
I do, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Plug in your headset, mute it,
yeah, but I
and just, throw it down on
I
the
I don't
couch.
Like having that stupid thing hanging down there.
You know what you need to do?
What?
Plug in your headset, mute it, cut the cord on your headset.
Okay.
Boom.
I actually, you know what I tried to do?
Boom, roasted.
I don't know why this didn't work. I tried to start a party with only myself, thinking, I'm in a party. I won't hear the chat. No, it still came through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, don't certain modes shut off party chat?
Certain modes do, but I was just playing standard team deathmatch, and it's only the ones where it's like objective and die by the end of the round where ghost things would be turned
off. You know what you do? Take yourself offline. That way they can't chat with
you. I could just open up another Xbox Live account and just automatically join that person to my party as soon as I
there you go.
Get online.
It'll still come through.
Yeah. Probably.
I thought about trying to find my friend that's online the most and just be like, okay, so every time I log on, I'm going to invite you to a party. You don't have to plug in your headset or anything. Just send that message out to all
friends.
You'll
occasionally hear me swear, fuck, fucking grenade, fuck.
Perhaps.
But that's about it.
Perhaps. But yeah.
All right. So all break right. time.
Break time.
We'll be back after the break.
Break.
All right, welcome back. No quarter, second half.
Still a motherfucking video game podcast.
Always. All right.
Motherfuckers.
So is it time for my DLC corner?
I think it is.
I know you're eagerly anticipating it. I got DLC for three video games.
Holy shit, that's too many video games.
Three. It's the magic number.
Oh, I just want to be that guy in the commercial. I was like, that's too many whatever. Never mind.
I don't know that commercial.
They do that.
Is it for a video game commercial?
No. Just in general, like two, five things. That's too many whatevers.
Yeah. Well, three is just too many. And you know what? Two of the three have kind of fucked me over. So isn't that awesome?
Two of them now?
Yes. I'll start off.
So you would say two out of three are bad?
Yeah. Two out of three dentists do not recommend this. But, no, Mass Effect 2, The Arrival, is the final DLC for Mass Effect 2. And I've been playing it. I picked it up just a few days ago and have been playing through because, of course, I'm still on my insanity playthrough.
Insanity.
Because I'm fucking sane doing this. But, so I've had to play all the DLC through on insanity, which kind of sucks because it makes the game really hard.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Don't know why you're doing that.
Because I'm stupid. But you can't change it and go back because it will negate the achievement. So, yeah. Well, when it's the only one I have left, that's the only reason I'm playing through. But yeah, okay. But anyway, and because you have to get to a certain point in the game before you can actually play any of the DLC and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, this one, I really don't think I can recommend it because it's majority of it. The first part is sneaking around, and then the second half of it is all combat.
Okay.
But you don't have a squad. It's just you.
Oh.
Because they're like, you got to go in solo. You got to save this person solo. So, yeah.
So, wait, you get to download Han Solo?
I wish.
Oh.
Then I could. I would instantly recommend it for everyone ever in the history of ever. But, sadly, it's not like that. And getting to the point where it fucked me over, there's a section where you get an achievement for getting through, like, there's five waves of dudes that attack you in this one room that they lock you in.
Okay.
Getting through all of them without dying, because if you do die, you just wake up in an infirmary where they've kind of captured you, so to speak.
Okay.
But if you beat all five waves, you still die and end up in the infirmary.
Okay.
But you get an achievement.
Hey.
And I can now tell you how to do that in less than 10 minutes on Insanity, because I've had to play it three times now.
Well, because, please do.
Yeah, because what happens is you wake up in the infirmary, you have to control a robot that blows up, that basically you have to shoot more things, blow up a generator so that the force field that's holding you in lets you out, and then you run out to a locker that unlocks all your weapons. But I get a disk read error whenever I open that locker. This is DLC that's installed on my hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Both discs of Mass Effect 2 are installed on my hard drive.
Have you tried uninstalling and reinstalling them?
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
Have you tried...
I have tried both.
Have you tried re-downloading the DLC?
That is the next step.
You should clear your cache.
Have you cleared your cookies?
Have you optimized your HiMem and config.sys or autoexec.net?
And CD-ROM.
Have you run a scan disk and then a defragment?
I've run the punch you in the neck in about 3 seconds.
Have you tried holding your tongue a certain way?
Yeah. So anyway. You
should open disk utility.
I would like to tell you how Mass Effect The Arrival ends, but I can't. Because apparently I have not optimized my hard drive and reinstalled.
I'd like to tell you that he could tell us how.
Yeah. But sadly, yes.
But sadly, the system had its way with his hard drive that day.
Yeah. That's funny. That's really funny.
It is.
It's hilarious.
Red Ring was here. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Me laughing. No, you see it.
We do.
I'm laughing.
We totally do.
Not with you, at you.
Mm-hmm.
Laughing. So anyway, speaking of laughing, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Da Vinci Disappearance. I also downloaded that.
Hey, where did Da Vinci go?
Because I got all the single-player achievements in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and I was like, hey, more DLC with more single-player stuff? Sign me up. There's also multiplayer, but, you know, it's a map and some models and a couple game modes that I didn't play.
Okay.
But yeah, single player. Yeah, basically it's like 8 new missions, basically 1 new DNA sequence.
Woo.
Now what happened with this one, because I'm having so much luck with DLC, is I beat a couple of the missions, fast traveled from one location to another, and suddenly noticed that my money was at 0 when it had previously been over 1 million. And my health had dropped down to 5 little bars, which, you know, if you equip better armor in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, your health goes up.
Right.
And I was like, wow, and yeah, I'm not wearing my cool-looking armor anymore. So then I look in my inventory, and I'm missing all my weapons. And all my money.
Mm-hmm.
And all my flags. And all my treasures. And all my feathers. Basically, everything that you could possibly collect in the game vanished. So I was like, wow, let me...
Perhaps this is the disappearance.
Yes, it was kind of...
It's a twist.
Yeah. I immediately exited to the dashboard, but if there's one thing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is good at, it's saving your goddamn progress. Game the second you come out of any travel area. So, of course, my save game was overwritten when I came back, and I went to the safe house, and you go to the armory. I was like, well, maybe I'll go to the armory and my stuff will be there. Nope, completely empty. All the weapon stuff, completely empty. Even all the pictures on the walls that I bought, empty. So basically, my house got robbed. All my money, all my weapons, all my armor, all my fucking everything in the goddamn game was gone.
Sorry, Mackie, but all your Assassin's Creed stuff is in another castle.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. In the negative zone somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that kind of destroyed my motivation to keep going. But then eventually I said, you know what? I am so close. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And yeah, so I started playing again and beat the DLC.
Hooray!
Which was all right. I mean, it wasn't anything great.
Did it give you your stuff back?
No.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, the Romulus armor was the worst one because there's a certain area you go to unlock it after you've collected all the keys. And it refused to give me that option to unlock it when I went back to that room. Even though I recollected the keys because I went through and got 100% synchronization on every single mission.
God, man.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I'm insane.
Your obsession with the gems is nothing, absolutely nothing compared to his.
Yeah, compared to my Assassin's Creed. So yes, I have all the single player achievements in Assassin's Creed again. And I'm going to tell you now, I will never play the single player again of that game.
So
the debate now is whether
speed round over forever.
It could be. The only debate I have at this point is whether to go for level 50 on multiplayer, but that's a lot of time.
What? Yeah.
But I really, really like playing that multiplayer.
Okay.
Like, it's one of the few games that I just love playing. Even when people are being shitheads, I still enjoy it. So.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. And the last one that amazingly did not fuck me over in any way, shape, or form is Dead Space 2, Severed.
Mm-hmm.
The only way it fucked me over is it sucks.
Wow. Aww. This is such a downer, man.
I know. I'm bringing the hate, unfortunately. But yeah, basically this DLC consists of two chapters, which are chapters from the normal game, except you go through them backwards.
Oh, yay. That sounds like fun. Oh, wait.
Yeah. And there's maybe 6 or 7 new rooms and one new enemy that was in Dead Space 1, but had not shown up in Dead Space 2 yet.
Huh.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. It took me about 1.5 hours to go through it.
And how much was that DLC?
$7. So I just equate it to going to see a movie.
Yeah, pretty kind much of a disappointing movie.
At prime time with popcorn.
Yeah, but no, I mean it's one of those things where, like, if you have not bought it yet, I can't recommend it. Because really, I mean, come on, you made me go backwards through two levels I've already been through by playing the main game. That's kind of bullshit.
It's Bush League.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's like, yeah, well, we threw a couple extra rooms on and a big grand finale in a room you haven't been in. It's like, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It's a good room.
Yeah. And you can't really level up any of your weapons because it doesn't last long enough. So.
Great.
Yeah. So,
hooray.
Yeah. I really don't know if I can recommend any of those, considering.
Probably not.
Mass Effect, I can't beat it.
Yeah. Well, you said you probably wouldn't recommend it even if you could, just because of the nature of taking a squad-based game and suddenly turning it single player.
Yeah. And having you fight waves of dudes.
Yeah.
Sucks. Yeah, but then again, remember I'm playing it on Insanity, so my
true
my
well, I mean, even related to that, I have started my second playthrough of Mass Effect 2 here amongst my COD blopping, and yeah, I mean, I'm playing it on normal because I don't care.
You're not as insane as I am.
Yeah, I mean, well, why would I play it on anything but normal? I mean, easy's too damn easy. Veteran or whatever it is that's in the middle, if I'm going to play it that hard, I would just bump it up to Insanity. So normal's fine enough to experience the game to me. And yeah, I mean, there's points where if my squad mates die and I, for whatever reason, run out of Metagel or a way to revive them, it's not easy doing, you know, normal things in the game by yourself, even on normal levels. So
the game
I can't imagine.
Sucks. What are you're playing as an engineer?
I am playing as an engineer. So it's
you
partially
have some powers.
It's partially my own fault, I suppose. But
yeah, but see, when you're a soldier, like, you have no powers whatsoever. So that kind of is kind of terrible. Like, you can't do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, playing an engineer is, I guess, a little bit of a handicap. And I thought when I started my playthrough over, I might be able to change that, but no. I'm trying to remember when I imported my Mass Effect 1 character, if that's where that carried over.
I don't remember anymore.
Because, yeah, I don't.
That's over a year ago. It's one of those things.
I don't remember if that. I didn't get the choice in Mass Effect 2.
So are you just, like, doing different choices than you did your first playthrough? Or
not really.
Just kind of playing it through to play it through again?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I'm still trying to be a goody-goody.
Well, I know you got your guy up to level 30 this time.
Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, I only need, like, two more levels, which carried right over. So I did that, like, after the first mission.
Yeah.
So, I'm just kind of playing through again to play through again. I thought I'd jump on it a little bit early for whatever reason. I probably won't do another playthrough before 3 comes out. I'll just try to keep it all in the head somewhere.
Yeah. Man, my playthrough, my Insanity playthrough, is at 61 hours right now.
I don't know that I've looked.
Whenever you load a save, it'll show you.
Yeah.
Or save again. But yeah, 61 hours, and I haven't even like recruited Legion or I think even Tali yet, so... Yeah.
You need to kind of...
As you can guess, Insanity takes a long time to get through. Because, I mean, all the battles take, like, 20, 30 minutes.
I just get through the game because, I mean... I'll say this again. I mean, we've talked about how much Mackie and I love this game, but, I mean, it is... At least in the realm of storytelling, I mean, you can say what you want about the gameplay. It's a marked improvement over 1. It's still probably not the best thing ever, but it's... That game is such a masterpiece in my mind. It really is. Just the way it builds.
And that's probably why this DLC is so disappointing, to have a glitch like that. And also, I'll note the part, you know, where you have to beat all the dudes and then die and then wake up in the infirmary. It doesn't auto-save when you wake up in the infirmary.
Ah.
So when you reload, suddenly you're outside that room, you go in the room, and you get attacked again.
Okay.
So, yeah, that...
Yeah.
I've just started just dying. I'm like, all right, kill me. Because I know I'm just going to end up in the infirmary anyway, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Might as well not waste any bullets doing it, but I think I have. It feels like it was made like by a team that just didn't understand the game or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I have all the DLC besides that. So I mean, there's part of me that thinks just get it.
You'll
just
probably like Kasumi and Shadow Broker's pretty.
No. I'm saying I have all of them all.
Yeah,
I just haven't. I haven't. That's the weird thing is like I got them all after playing my first playthrough. So I'm getting to where I'm starting to be. I have them unlocked. I just haven't done them yet. I'm kind of being obsessive about going and getting all the people first before I do anything else.
Yeah.
So just different styles of playing. I don't know.
Imagine all the people.
So.
Yeah. But definitely, I mean, you'll probably like Shadow Broker. My rank is probably like Shadow Broker, Kasumi. And then,
well, Kasumi, the character I already have. First time I went somewhere, she was like, oh, hey, how you doing? I think you go to the Citadel like one time. You don't have to do anything special. It's just like the first time I stepped foot on the Citadel, she's just standing there like, yo, what's up?
Really?
Yeah, kind of. I didn't have to do anything to pick her up and get her in my party. It was like I went to the Citadel and like
then the first... Maybe her thing is like a loyalty mission or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The DLC part, she's just like the first person that's standing there was like, hey. And I'm like, oh, that's that person I'm supposed to talk to. And next thing you know, she's like standing over me going, sup? Kasumi, I'll be at the ship later.
Okay. Yeah, it's been so long since I played through that one. But, I mean, her loyalty mission, I guess that's what it is pretty... That one's pretty fun.
Yeah, so...
But yeah, Overlord and Arrival are kind of on the same level for me, where it's... There's a lot of solo combat crap in them that's kind of like, this isn't the point of the game, and it's not really fun.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Maybe I might pick it up. Hopefully, maybe it'll go on sale or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll probably try to make a save at some point that I could... Do DLC just in case, yeah. But anyway, that's those are the two things that have concerned the most of my time this month.
We played a little bit of Unbound Saga.
Yeah,
we both got it for $2.
$2.
BJ did not get it.
No,
because it only allows two players at a time, I believe.
Right. Well, yeah. There's only two characters, so
yeah.
But well, I also ran out of points buying other bullshit. So
Yeah. Well, I also bought the Fallout New Vegas DLC, and I've only put like 5 hours into that game. But
wait a minute, maybe I did buy that one.
It was so much on sale. I was like,
about something else.
Yeah, let's get this because I will eventually play through Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah, that's the thing with all the Fallout stuff. You know, eventually it's going to be $5,
right?
Like that's how they kind of shot themselves in the foot with that, because it was like, how many times did the Fallout 3 DLC go on sale?
That's the thing is like they had New Vegas DLC like 2 weeks after the game came out.
Yeah,
I mean. But it's a long-ass game to have DLC.
That's also the only DLC they put out.
Yeah, not even that. It's just, come on, really, guys? Like,
well, that's,
you're not giving me enough to time to even have, like,
honestly, tried the game. Honestly, I kind of accept that these days.
Yeah, I guess.
Because, you know, development cycles are a bit different. It's not like, you know, once the game goes gold, that's when you can start working on the DLC.
Sure,
so, I mean,
sure.
The DLC could technically be ready by the time the game is actually ready.
For, oh, I'm not making stores, this should have been know? On the disc thing.
No, just, no, like, and I'm not saying that either. But it's just kind of like, but the think about it, if you wait too long, nobody cares.
Well, yeah, there's a fine line. But, I mean, a game like that, that, you know, you're investing at least 30 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are going to be ready for a DLC that quick after the release? In. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I can understand that.
It depends on the game. But
you think about it, people that are really into it are going to be like, oh, shit, I can throw that one on.
Sure.
You know, $10 or more of it. Yeah, hell, I'm loving this game.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what they're hoping for. Whereas, you know, something like Burnout Paradise kind of...
drug
I don't out. Know. It's like when they released Big Surf Island, even BJ and I were just kind of like, yeah, I'll get it eventually, but...
We waited for the price to come down before we bought it.
Yeah, but we just hadn't played the game in so long that it was kind of, you know, it's like sometimes the DLC, if they release it way late, it can get you back into a game.
Yeah.
But other times it can make you just be like, you know what? Whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah. Now, with that one, you know, obviously, I think both of us were kind of itching for an excuse to get back into Burnout Paradise, but you can't wait too long or you might as well not even do it.
Mm-hmm. And I think Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, they might have waited a little bit too long to put out the Da Vinci one. Just because, I don't know, I think a lot of people got through the single player and said, all right, and, you know, and chances are a bunch of them sold it back to GameStop or whatever.
Good on them.
Yeah. I mean,
not.
So, I mean, it's just, it's a tricky
whatever
thing.
But Unbound Saga.
Yeah, Unbound Saga.
So apparently I did buy it, by the way.
Unbound Saga?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
For some reason, I thought it...
You know, for $2.
Yeah, for some reason,
might as well have.
I thought that I hadn't bought it because I was out of space dollars, but I think that's what I spent my last two space dollars on.
Nice.
So you're at a zero sum right now?
Yeah, I'm at zero.
Good job.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of things like that.
Yeah, we know.
I'm a zero.
Nice. But yeah, it's better than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Presentation-wise,
it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, for people that enjoy comic books,
yeah.
it's fun because it's all presented like fourth wall-breaking comic
book stuff. Yeah, it's one character that knows he's a comic book character and everyone else doesn't. And mm-hmm. So it's kind of that Deadpool angle of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it works pretty well. I mean, he's basically... talking about his problems with the maker or the creator or
something like that.
He's talking about, you know, the comic book creator it. And as you're fighting guys and you knock them out, new ones come up on screen because a big giant hand shows comes up and like draws them.
Very nice.
Like a FMV hand shows up and draws them on the screen.
Now, the biggest problem with the game, the perspective is way too close.
Yeah.
Like way too close. Like, I mean, it's trying to do that, a little bit comic jumper, but really more, if you remember way back, for those older folks like us, if you played on the Genesis, there was Comics.
Yes.
Wasn't
it Comic Zone?
Was it Comics? I thought it was Comics. No, yeah, okay, you're right. Comic Zone. Yeah. Comics was something else. Yeah. There was a game called that too, but yeah, it's like Comic Zone where you fight from frame to frame and flip over to the next one.
Yeah, you jump from panel to panel.
And
but God, it's so tight.
It's so tight, yeah. Like you're in these little tiny rooms and like six dudes will be kind of swarming around you and so
yeah,
it's just,
I mean, and it's not a hard game. I will say that. No. We're
kind of
like I think they gave us like six lives in between us and the little hearts in the middle of the screen, and we never got below three.
Right.
I mean, even the bosses, we were just kind of wrecking. Either we're good at beat 'em ups or...
Well, we weren't scoring well, apparently, because it does that
we
weird...
Yeah, we kept getting C's and D's.
Yeah, it's that weird, I don't know what you did wrong. Maybe you didn't block enough or you took too many hits, but here's a rating that doesn't mean a lot at the end of the level.
Yeah, and we kind of didn't care
about
the rating at all. But...
Yeah, and we were having fun with it until... We were kind of getting done with it, and then it froze my Xbox.
Yeah, but it was having issues before that, because like when it plunked the achievements,
it
sat there for like 30 seconds before they came up.
Yeah, like totally frozen, and we were like, did the Xbox freeze?
And you
freeze?
Said your Xbox was really hot
it
after
was,
that
so.
Game, so it could have just been a weird...
Could have been.
Something going on with your system, but yeah, but it eventually locked up, so I am... Apparently I am bad news for downloadable games and content. I kill it somehow.
You're
the I have that electromagnetic field of
hard drives.
Just destroyer of worlds. Virtual worlds.
Maybe.
Speaking of destroying virtual worlds.
What? Oh. Well, I don't know where you're going with that.
WWE somewhere. All-Stars Demolition.
Okay, right, sure. Yes.
No, demolition time. We did play some demos. Okay,
now I see what you did there.
We were all out of games, right? Like, we didn't have any other full games.
I have one other quick one. It's not a game.
Okay, just to go for it.
Amendment to last episode, I said I wanted to try Magicka with a gamepad, so I did.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Totally different, and I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing yet. It's learning a whole different control scheme, but it is a lot like I kind of hypothesized that it would be, that it's like
fireball motions.
Kind of fireball motions. Like, you use the right analog stick if you're playing with a Xbox or a similar style gamepad mm-hmm. with dual analogs. You use the right analog stick to basically draw your primary up, down, left, right, but then from there you go up or down or left or right. So let's say you want heal, it would be up and to the left. Okay. So you just kind of draw like a reverse fireball motion up and to the left, and it adds heal to your cue.
Okay, so you make the motion, then you hit like X to cast it.
After it goes down in your spell bubble of queued up spells, right trigger casts it forward, you know, to attack somebody. Left trigger does area, and Y does self.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good.
So
okay,
it takes some getting used to, but I think if you train your brain to know what spells are where, it may equate, if you're of the generation of gamepad generation, may equate better in your brain than ASDF and QWER or whatever.
Yeah, I was having trouble with that because I never learned to type properly.
Okay.
So,
never learned like, to read.
Yeah, but like I would just completely lose my place. Like, I would have to look down at the keyboard to see, you know, to cue in meteor or whatever spell I needed. So I would think it would probably work better for someone like me where I'd just be able to go, okay.
Yeah, I was starting to get the hang of it.
Up into the right and then a fireball left motion, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I was starting to get the hang of it, but yeah, I think if I trained my brain, I could see that working better, and I may try to play some more before Magicka Vietnam comes out in like a week and a half.
Yeah, and that's only $5, dude.
Yep. It's but awesome. But if you look at it, it's half the price of the full game.
Oh, yeah, true.
Which I still think is funny.
Yeah, but
still.
I know. My joke earlier was just imagine you go and you buy brand new game and they're like, we have DLCs. You just bought that $60 game. Give us $30 for DLC. People would rape and pillage the world. But
people.
But it's a sliding scale
over anything.
Yeah, it's a sliding scale, though.
It is.
Yeah.
But still, support your local game developers from Sweden.
On Steam.
On Steam.
Mm-hmm. Or just wait for it to go down to like $2 and then buy it.
No.
Okay.
Magic. Fine. No.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. So there's that. Demolition time.
Demolition time.
Harlow and
One last thing.
Oh my god.
Crash the desktop. Fucking amazing spell. You probably haven't put it in since they added that.
No.
Crash the desktop is amazing. It comes with it selects a random enemy on the screen, puts a little blue screen on him, and it goes beep beep and makes them disappear. They go away. It's an instant kill spell.
Nice.
But yeah, they go this little blue screen comes up over and
I wonder if that works in boss
and
fights.
And it kind of goes blip and they disappear and makes a little modem connect noise.
That is kind of awesome. Nice. Yep.
Oh, one thing, I don't know if we talked about it since, and I don't think we did, speaking of Magicka, and if, I don't know if we talked about this when we talked about Magicka the first time, but Steam's voice chat was Kersh Crack. Crap. But yeah. Steam has adopted the Silk.
I wonder who had that idea.
Skype works on, right?
Huh. Yeah.
Who had that idea?
I do believe that when we were talking about it, we mentioned that Steam should probably do something about their voice chat and do something more like Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they have adopted the exact same method that Skype uses to make their voice chat sound awesome. I haven't had a chance to try it out, but it is...
promising.
Promising.
Sure. Now, isn't it in games that use like Steamworks or whatever Steam's package is?
I think the Steam client runs in the background all the time, so I don't know why it would be game dependent. Yeah,
I don't think it's game dependent.
Okay, well, that's good then.
Yeah, Steam Voice. It's just what you use to blah, 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 talk. with Steam words.
Words.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to read about it a little bit, and because I just basically read the headlines.
They were talking about Left 4 Dead 2, right? On there, is that what it's?
Yeah,
said?
In like, the same in the same story, and I'm looking at Rock Paper Shotgun right now, because it's there.
Because it's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
If you're a PC elitist, that is the site for you.
I will not visit there. Trying not to, you know, talk too much about. They're not even really a competitor, but basically stealing my news from Rock Paper Shotgun is what I'm doing at this point.
Sweet.
But Silk
comes from a worm's ass.
Yes. And yeah, it seems to be game independent, so you don't have to worry about, you know, what games you're playing, because it's a Steam thing. It's not per game.
Okay.
So that's the deal.
Nice.
But very promising for not having to run yet another program in the background to communicate while you're playing games.
Yeah, because running Skype sucked.
Yeah.
I think that was what was causing so many of our problems in Magicka.
I think so, too, because Skype, I don't know what it is. It seems to just blur floating down for some reason. Because it's, like everything else, it's gotten big and it's gotten bloaty. So.
Yeah.
Anyhow, but that's, I just wanted to throw that out there. So if anybody gets their news from us, then now you know that Steam's voice chat shouldn't
totally talk voice chat on Steam. Yeah, and God, just seeing Left 4 Dead 2 up there reminded me, it's just a weird thing that's happened with me, but in like becoming friends with a lot of people in the TVGP community, everybody wants me to play fucking Left 4 Dead 2 all the goddamn time.
I think that's like their community game.
I know, but it's like, it does, even like not on their community game night, it's like any night. Like if I get a game invite... I just mean invite, like
that's the game that they unite.
They all love it.
That's the banner under which they unite.
And I've eventually, like, people keep inviting me to them, and eventually I just start writing them back and be like, all right, dude, just going to say it, Left 4 Dead 2, not my game. So, I mean, I want to play games with you guys, just not that one.
Right.
And I never get invites for any other game whatsoever.
Aw.
You
need to start inviting them.
I guess, or something. I don't know. Or just
mute
learn to...
all.
Or, yeah. Or just learn to like Left 4 Dead 2. I don't know, but...
I like mute all.
It kind of sucks. Because it's like, I want to be friends with you guys and I want to play games, but all you fucking ever play is Left 4 Dead 2.
I that's all. I've been getting a lot of Call of Duty invites because I guess people just go through their recent players and be like, you were in a game with me, invite. Indiscriminately. Man. Just I always just ignore
them. Yeah, I've also been getting Torchlight spam from you motherfuckers.
I only sent one.
Not just you guys. The other people have been sending it to me too.
Good.
So I write back and I go, I hope you get cancer, spammer.
Wow. That's harsh.
It is.
We just wanted
respect. But you know what? It gets my point across. So what is the deal? What does that get for you?
You get a respect potion. That's it.
Which allows you to respect.
So they encourage people to spam each other.
Sure.
Yeah. And actually, apparently,
I love you, but fuck off. Well, I'm sorry. Fuck off for that.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
No, they can fuck off.
Well, there's another thing that's
and that's why I haven't bought the game either.
There's another thing that's,
not really,
that'll piss you off even more.
What's that?
Is that if they get enough, is it enough invites? Enough of those messages sent? There's some sort of unlock that's going to happen.
What?
Something is going to unlock soon, so yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, Runic Games talked about it over their Twitter.
Fuck off.
So, in the next week, I'm going to be sending Mackie about 100 of these.
Oh, definitely now. It's on.
No, you already sent them. It's already counted.
Nope. There can be more.
There will
message
be more.
To all friends. I love Torchlight.
M2AF. Hear our game.
Yeah. Well,
hear our game. You should be playing.
I should just unfriend anyone that sends those at this point.
Okay.
Well, so
just so you know,
me.
Fuck off and then unfriend them. Especially BJ.
Especially me. I'm the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't have to read those things. You can just hit X and delete, delete, delete. That's what I do with your messages. I mean, don't read them.
Fuck off. That's what I said.
Demolitions.
Something demolition. About Let's get back
demolishing.
To that.
Speaking of fucking
all
off,
right. Inboxes.
So demolishing spam. WWE All-Stars.
WWE All-Stars. That wasn't quite wrestling enough for me. So I was
like, WWE All-Stars.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. That game, man. That was fun.
I kind of want to buy that game.
I know.
I kind of don't want to spend $60 on that game.
I know.
But I kind of want to buy it.
I know.
Ah, dilemmas of the first world problems.
Like, God. Like, I am not a wrestling fan at all, really. But I love remembering wrestling from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, sure. And all that. Like,
you mean Sergeant Slaughter? You mean too. The Macho Man, Randy Savage?
Yes.
You mean
even Mr.
Rowdy
Perfect.
Roddy Piper?
Yeah, Rowdy, yeah. Roddy. Like,
you want to? I was just mentioning the people that are never in any of these wrestling.
Like,
games.
Honestly, like, for people like me who haven't given a shit about wrestling since they were like 12,
mm-hmm.
I recognize just about everyone in this game. Like, everyone that I could name as a wrestler is in this game.
Sure, just about, yeah.
Yeah,
Andre the
Giant. But then they've Brian, also got, like, obviously
what
Flying Brian, Brian Pillman.
I don't remember him.
I don't know. But, I mean, like, how many guys were there on that select screen?
It's a lot. And,
because the demo only lets you play four dudes. Because it's like, is it two?
Two.
Oh, it was only Warrior and Rey Mysterio?
Yeah, weird choices, but that's who's in the demo.
Yeah, but there were, like, yeah, it was Mortal Kombat that had four guys. Yeah. But, yeah, this one had those two guys, and then there were, like,
a
30?
Lot. Probably 30 or so.
30 wrestlers, and apparently there's, like, a half dozen more that are DLC coming out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a couple GameStop exclusives.
Oh, of course.
Oh, boy.
The DiBiases.
Oh, BFD.
Ooh. $1 million.
And his son.
Yeah. But
the $100 guy.
That game was a ton of fun.
It kind of is.
I'm sorry.
It's, in case you're like, wrestling game, what the fuck are you talking about? It's a fighting game. It straight up. Yeah. It's not a wrestling game.
And it is super arcadey. Like, the guys look like action figures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they do not look real in any way, shape, or form. It's very cartoony, but in a way that works.
Yeah. Well, I just imagine that style of gameplay getting to be a lot of fun when you start adding in cage matches and ladder matches and other crazy shit.
Yeah.
So,
I really look forward to you buying this game and me playing it.
Yeah, because I know that's probably what's going to happen.
Well, you bought Heroes of the Ring or whatever the hell that was, the Lucha Libre game.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did you ever play that
for
again?
For a second, I thought you were talking about reckless disregard for gravity.
No, it's AAA.
Oh, not as many Oz.
Lucha Libre.
Yeah.
Heroes of the Ring or whatever. Or wasn't it Heroes del Ring?
Eros del Ring. Yes. Yeah. I wanted to like
this. I definitely enjoyed much more.
I really wanted to like the Lucha Libre game, but its main problem is targeting dudes, because like third or fourth match into the story mode, they give you a three person match basically, where it's what they call like 1v1v1,
mm-hmm.
You know, where it's not like they're tagged up against you. It's just, they're the computer guys. So they're going to come after you pretty much.
Yeah.
And pretty much as soon as you target one and try to block them or whatever, the other guy's knocking you down, and it becomes impossible.
Yeah.
But anyway,
WWE All-Stars. It was just a lot of fun, a lot of good counters.
Yeah.
You know, it was very easy to pick up.
Power meters, you know, your standard fighting game.
I mean, it's super arcadey, but in a way that I could definitely get behind.
Yep. It seems like a lot of fun. Yeah. And I probably will pick it up at some point, either in a moment of weakness.
You're just going to wait for that Amazon sale, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to try to. If it drops to 40 or below.
I see it happening.
If it drops to 40 or below, it's probably going to happen. Same thing with... Honestly, I'm now at the point where if Marvel versus Capcom 3 dropped to 40,
really?
I'd pick it up, yeah. I don't know why. It's like, part of me is like, I'm so over fighting games, and then games like that where they're just crazy, I'm like, yeah, I want. Yes, do want.
It does. It's still tempting me, but I think I can afford to pass on that one.
Okay.
Like, I can fight it.
All right.
Enough.
Well,
speaking of fighting.
Speaking, yeah.
Mortal Kombat demo.
Yes.
On the PlayStation 3.
New Mortal Kombats.
Yeah, it's Mortal Kombat.
Uh-huh.
It's more shit that I don't care about.
Why don't you care about Mortal Kombat, BJ?
I played the original, and I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good on Mortal Kombat.
Two? Three? Two?
You could really play the original with better graphics.
Mortal Kombat 2, man, was the shit.
It was. Mortal Kombat 2 fucking ruled.
Fighting games and I just don't fucking get along. I suck at them.
Mortal Kombat's about the only one I was really kind of good at.
Yeah.
Like, Street Fighter was never my thing.
Nah, I used to
be much better at Mortal Kombat.
I used to be good at that back in the day. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm just... I want to be excited about this, and there are things about it that make me kind of excited, but I'm not feeling it at all. I mean, when I heard reboot, you know, Mortal Kombat, super ultra crazy violent, I was like, yes, yes.
Well, you got to admit those super moves are pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome, yeah.
When they do the X-ray shit.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool, but I don't know. Again, when it gets cheap enough, I'm going to pick it up, but it just something about the demo just took what that childhood mystique of, oh my god, Mortal Kombat's coming back to I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, it kind of, I guess the problem is it just feels like here's Mortal Kombat with better graphics.
Yeah.
And more fatalities. And I like that they're getting away from all the crazy weapons and shit that they had. And, you know, and DC, though it was fun, it was just kind of, you needed that gore. Like, yeah. That gore feels like a part of it that was so integral that taking it out was kind of stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Again, if it gets cheap enough, I will most likely pick it up out of
nostalgia.
But
yeah,
at this point, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a fun demo.
It's weird. Four different guys. I saw something today. I guess they've pretty much rumored it into fact, the lineup for who's in the game, because apparently they've kind of been keeping that under wraps for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I looked at the lineup. I'm like, yeah, I kind of remember all them.
Everybody you figured would be there, right?
Not all that excited about any of them. That's the thing about Mortal Kombat is, like, when I go back and think about it, I don't have any, like, ties. Like, I mean, to me, Street Fighter, when you picked a guy or two and you liked them, it was like, I'm going to get really good at this guy. Mortal Kombat was always kind of like, yeah, all the moves are kind of the same. It's just different people, different fatalities.
Yeah.
Looks different slightly.
Yeah, Scorpion was really the only one I kind of had any tie to.
Yeah.
Like, that I used more than anyone else.
Yeah. For me, it was always like Liu Kang was my go-to ass-kicking dude. So,
I don't know. Yeah, I was pretty good with him, too.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's playing the demo just kind of took the steam out of me a little bit of wanting to get this game so bad.
Yeah.
Fighting games are weird at this point. I'm kind of over them, but then they kind of excite me at the same time, and they usually end in tears in some way, shape, or form.
To me, they'd almost work better as arcade games.
Yeah.
Like, where I could just, you know, pop in, spend a couple bucks fighting, and then be done with them.
Maybe, but,
you know, it's kind of like, I don't want to spend all that money on a game. Like,
yeah, that's, I think that's what's weird about it now is,
and I think it's just because I've let myself get burned by so many.
Yeah.
Like Street Fighter 4. Like, I enjoyed it, and then I was just like, you know what? I'm kind of over this already.
Yeah, I'm never going to be very good.
Yeah, I mean,
at this.
I played it for like less than a week, and then I was like, eh.
I don't know.
There's just too many dudes in this game, and I'm not good at any of them. And
yeah, I guess it is something because it's, you know, it's a lot to learn because you've got to learn not only the combat system, you've got to learn all the individual people, and they're all kind of different in their own subtle ways. And another game, it's like, you know, in another example, like, you know, like a Call of Duty style game, it's like, you just have to learn how to play the game and get better at it. There's no different strategies per se. So.
Yeah. And fighting games, you go online, you're going to get wrecked.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Well, not that I don't get wrecked in plenty of other online games, but yeah.
No, but like, it just feels like fighting games, unless you're playing it like the first day, you are most likely to get wrecked.
Yeah.
And that's not fun to me.
Yeah. Don't know what the answer is. Just kind of not my thing, but still kind of is weird.
Yeah.
Lee.
Fighting games. Whatever.
BJ.
That's my review.
Yes.
And that will end up on somebody's box quote. Mortal Kombat. Game of the Year edition.
Whatever.
BJ from No Quarter says,
fighting games. Whatever. That would be my dream come true.
What? To be on a box just with a...
Snarky, shitty,
asshole-ish quote like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Make-A-Wish Foundation, if you're out there.
I'll kill him. If it helps. Well, because you usually have to be dying. I mean,
yeah.
Immediate threat of death.
Does anybody have any cancer they can lend me?
Wow, we went there. I already wished it upon you for spamming me from Torchlight, so
yeah, why not? Might as well revisit.
You're welcome.
There you go. So, yeah, if I get cancer, then my Make-A-Wish will be to have a snarky-ass box quote.
Sweet.
I'm sure Ed Boon from Mortal Kombat would be like, let's help that kid out.
Let's help that kid out.
I think Randy Pitchford, more than anybody else, could probably hook you up
with that. Randy Pitchford would do it. Yeah, so what are you guys going to do? Are you going to reschedule your vacation day for Duke?
Yep.
I actually hadn't scheduled luckily, it. I hadn't scheduled my vacation day yet, so I don't have to reschedule.
I haven't even made the pre-order yet. I got time. What? I know it's there. It's not limited edition.
Do you get bonus shit buying it anywhere?
Yeah, we're going to get GameStop.
What does GameStop give you extra?
It's something in-game versus a trucker hat at Walmart.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So I don't really care about the stuff in-game. It's just I'd rather have that in a trucker hat. So.
Dude, yeah. L.A. Noir.
Yeah?
I'm probably going to get it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm probably going to have to get it at GameStop.
Uh-huh.
Why is that? There's a special weapon.
It's a special mission.
No, it's like an entire case. Mission and shit. Something else. Yeah. And Walmart apparently has an exclusive mission.
Hmm.
What?
Walmart's been stepping it up with like pre-order shit.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Because I know you want a Duke trucker hat, but not as much as you want in-game shit.
Right. It's like a Duke trucker hat would like go on the wall. It would never be worn by me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'd wear it like
here's a symbol of
it
irony.
It would go on the shelf up here.
I might wear it once.
Awesomeness.
And then be like, all right. It has one day's worth of my sweat on the brim.
It's like the thing you come out of Walmart with it on going, woo, holding your ball of steel box above your head.
Nuke and duke them. Hell yeah.
Duke and duke them. Yeah, and then now there's the shit-throwing trailer that came out today, so.
I haven't seen
that. I don't know what's up with Duke Nukem. It's gone crazy.
Yeah, they keep dropping new stuff about Duke, and I wonder why they delayed it. I don't know if it's
the shit throwing mechanic they had to add.
Yeah,
that in.
Probably. Yeah. I have a feeling that they never actually intended to release it on what was it May 17th.
There are a lot of people that think that, but
I have a feeling because you know there are two ways you can go with that. Either you put out your release date and you hit that motherfucker, or you know. You make up a release date and then delay it just because it's fucking funny.
I don't know. Games get delayed so damn often. It's just.
I know, but with a game like this.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's been. It got delayed to death, and then, you know, we have this big, fat, nasty promise from Gearbox that it's actually going to happen, and then they delay it.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. A month. Whatever.
Yeah, I personally don't have any reason to believe anything in particular, but I am going to believe that they never intended to release it on that date anyway, and it's just a joke.
And the moon landings were fake.
Oh, I've got proof.
Okay,
I got proof. Cool. Of that.
I'm sure you do.
Show me that. Hopefully, it's in your garage next to your van, surveillance van.
It is.
Cool. So value games. Great. Do we have any of those?
I do.
Cool. Shit.
BJ doesn't.
We'll be right back with value games.
You know what? We can value the shit out of this with three games.
We can
make it an all goatee section because three awesome goatee games just dropped in price.
Really?
Yep. Name officially. You ready for this?
You got us all covered here.
Borderlands. Goatee. $20.
That's right.
$20. Goatee.
If you haven't bought it yet,
yeah.
The fuck, man.
Batman Arkham Asylum. Oh. Goatee. $20.
Dong.
If you haven't bought it yet, the fuck, man.
Fallout 3. Goatee. $20.
If someone hasn't bought that for you yet,
the fuck, man.
These just all recently dropped in price.
No, those are great.
I mean, that's other than Batman, which. Goatee gives you the faux 3D bullshit and I think the Joker map or whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
But you're not getting a lot of extra value
Bustin'
there.
Bustin' Skeletons is pretty cool.
Bustin'
Skeletons. No, wait, Joker map. Sorry, I was thinking
with the map. I think there's the part where you get to. Maybe they did. Maybe that was still PS3 exclusive. I could be wrong there. But
I don't know.
I'm just saying the other two, like Borderlands, Fallout, it's an incredible friggin' value for $20.
Oh, yeah.
That's a shit ton of DLC.
Do you get all four DLC with
Borderlands? Don't get Claptrap, I don't think, because it was after.
Oh,
that.
Really?
But still, I mean, you spend $30 and you've got a full game.
And
you've got like 40 hours a game plus another 40 hours of DLC.
Because they put the Goatee out right around when Secret Armory came out, and then Claptrap came later.
Fallout 3, I've got 120-something hours in it, and I haven't even touched Point Lookout or Broken Steel.
Yeah. I think I have 120-something minutes.
Yeah.
Can't get it. I just can't get into it.
I'll admit, I've been having trouble getting back into it.
I can see all the good in it. I just can't get back into
it. Yeah, and that's kind of where I am. It's like I want to go back and do that, but I don't know. It's like I have to be in a certain mood for it, for that pace.
Yeah.
Because I'm
grudgingly slow, retarded pace.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to like running around and open. Well, I'm kind of used to something like Assassin's Creed. I hate to say where I'm running around this open world and I'm climbing up the side of buildings and doing crazy shit. And then there's a guy I want to kill, so I jump off the roof and stab him in the neck.
And you move.
Yeah. Whereas in Fallout, it's kind of.
What was your value pick? Just out of curiosity. I mean,
the Maw.
Okay.
Maw.
That's
it's like $5.
Yeah. Is it an official all the time price drop now to $5?
I'm pretty sure it's always been $5 actually.
I think it was 800.
Really?
Points, yeah.
$5. I believe it's $5 and their DLC is like $1 a piece. And it's fun little
3D. So they must have
fun little 3D platformer.
Yes.
By the guys who made Splosion Man
and Comet Jumper.
Significantly easier than Splosion Man. Like it's hard to die in that game. But yeah. Just fun little thing, cute game. You'll beat it in like a couple hours, but you won't be pissed.
Rightio.
You'll be like, what?
I said rightio. Rightio. Okay.
Yeah. You'll be like, all right, that was a fun couple hours. It's the price of a matinee movie, you know.
And if you like Fallout 3 Goaty, Fallout New Vegas, $20.
Already.
Nice.
So yeah, I guess I should have played that Fallout New Vegas that I bought back when it.
Well, you bought the super fancy one that I bought too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we both.
Well, you know what's really sad is I saw BioShock 2 today, $12 on Amazon. I was like, fuck. I've got about an hour and a half in that.
Why did I spend? I've got zero and a zero.
I may be exaggerating the hour and a half. I just don't know what it was about that game that just didn't grab me. But whatever.
I think it's just tough to go back to that world.
Yeah.
Because we haven't really played anything at that pace. I mean, even something like Dragon Age seems to move faster and have more variety of stuff than Fallout does.
Oh, I was talking about BioShock.
Sorry. I was thinking Fallout, sorry.
No, yeah, BioShock 2.
But yeah, BioShock.
I put a decent amount of time in New Vegas. Not enough to, say I've played the game, but yeah, I don't know. I was just saying these are all recent price drops that are, I think, new standard pricing.
Yeah, and we got Portal 2 coming out in a couple weeks.
Yup.
Excited-ish.
Should we tell? Yeah, we changed our...
Harlow and I are buying it on 360.
Yeah. We decided our free copy on the PC is not really a good enough reason to go PS3.
Yeah, because we kind of figured eventually you'll be able to get the copy on Steam for like $4.
at some point. Why get a copy for a system that none of our friends really play on?
Yeah, and the thing about playing on PS3 is...
Updates.
The voice chat still sucks.
Actually, the voice chat's really good on PS3.
I've had trouble connecting to people.
Really?
Like I tried to play Wipeout HD with some people and just... We gave up and we logged into our 360s, joined a party chat, and then switched the video over to the damn PS3
so we could talk. Yeah, okay. I've never done voice chat with the intention of playing with a friend on PlayStation 3. Maybe that's where its shortcoming is, but in-game voice chat is quite spectacular, actually, because you're using nice headsets and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. It was not working for us in Wipeout.
You should just do Steam chat.
This will probably be
while you're playing your PS3 games.
Hopefully, this will be the last time I ever mention Blops, but I just wanted to point out about pro gamers, if you will. I've noticed certain people, when I go in games, you can tell they probably have like those X11 headsets and stuff. Because, you'll hear the normal person, it's like, I'm playing Xbox, and using their shitty...
And then you hear someone talking like this. And then someone's just like,
yeah, exactly. And it's like, holy shit. Yeah, so there's probably something to be said about buying a nice headset. But the problem with most of those really nice ones is you've got to be wired to your 360.
Yep.
Or do some kind of fucking weird-ass base station wireless system.
Yeah.
Screw all that, man.
There's apparently like a new thing for stuff out.
A new thing for stuff?
Yes.
I like those.
You might need to be more specific, sir. No. New thing for stuff
I honestly just could not get my words together fast enough.
Brown paper bag.
Yes. There's a new brown for paper bags. It's ultra brown. But there's like a new headset that includes the voice chat capabilities for 360.
Okay.
That doesn't require all the gymnastics that it used to.
Ooh.
Apparently.
See, I've thought about buying those, but then I start reading about it, I'm like, fuck yeah, that shit.
Yeah, it takes...
Like, please connect your optical out to this, and then port that to your... And I'm like, I use HDMI, and...
Yeah, I think there's a new one, so just FYI, keep an eye out for that, if in case you need, you know, in case you need headphones.
Yeah, because I gotta say that... Well, like I said, mute all. That's my number one and cheapest answer, is...
Right. Well, I mean...
Just play online with people, just don't want to talk to them.
Right. Well, I mean, for, you know, for any gamers that, I don't know, like, gamers with kids, basically any gamers that have to keep it quiet.
So it pumps the game the audio to...
Game audio, audio and chat audio. Okay. So apparently there's a new solution that doesn't require all that ridiculous shit.
Good. I will have to look into that. Not that I'm trying to keep it quiet, but honestly, I think I can tell these people are doing something like that because they've got to be hearing me or wall hacking, you know, because there's no, I mean, I keep my TV pretty cranked because it's just me and I'm not trying to not disturb anybody, but people come walking around walls with guns trained to my head all the time and they've got to either have headsets that they can hear the footsteps or they're wall hacking. It just happens far too goddamn often. Like, I know you're there and
they're just that good, man.
So anyway,
could be, but I don't know if it's Turtle Beach or not, but I remember seeing somewhere on one of the many, 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 many video gaming websites that there's a new solution out there that doesn't require all the bullshit.
Maybe they fix that with the 1 gigabyte they freed up on discs.
That's damn, all Xbox. Piracy shit.
What?
You didn't read those things?
No, I missed that.
Oh. They're putting out a new disc, basically, that's...
For the Xbox 360, it's basically...
Like, that was that whole pilot program, like, that you could sign up for, where they were going to update the dashboard, and they'd send you a copy of Halo Reach.
Around.
I missed that, too.
Yeah.
But apparently...
I miss a lot.
Apparently,
I didn't sign up for it, because last time I did, I couldn't voice chat with anybody, and I was like, fuck, I'm not going through this again.
Apparently,
and you can't talk about it on podcasts, because, shit, I want to talk about it on podcasts, so...
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a whole NDA.
Oh, okay. Didn't know this. But no, the new disc, this is still just a rumor, but they're saying that by taking away whatever failed piracy protection thing they tried to, you know, that somebody probably cracked day one, that basically it's going to free up to 1 gigabyte of additional data storage on Xbox discs in the future.
Wow.
So that new games can come out and contain more data, basically.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, they probably should have just gone with HD DVD.
Well,
in the first place,
it was kind of out a little too early for that, but yeah,
they should have gone with
Should have just done it anyway.
Should have been on the dead disc.
Should have been on the dead format.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, how long was it after the Xbox came out that they came out with the HD DVD?
It was a while. Was it like a year, 2 years?
They should have. It was long enough. It should have been on the console.
Of course. It always.
Yeah. Well, it'll stretch out a little bit longer too. We go discless, hopefully. Well, we've rambled into whatever.
Yeah, we're going off the tracks here.
Okay.
So I guess we'll wrap it up.
Check us out on noquarters.net. That's our fabulous website. You can find us on the Twitters.
NoQuartersNet.
We're on Facebook, if you care.
Yeah.
Search for No Quarters.
Become a friend.
But
like us.
More
like
importantly than anything else, please go to iTunes. Give us a rating, write a quick review, just, you know, keep it clean because it's iTunes, but speak your mind, because that always helps things.
Yeah, it does.
They unfortunately are the GameStop of the podcast world. We have to play by their rules, and
if you want more cool people to hear us,
is dying.
Also, check out our friends at tvgp.tv. They are good folks who do a podcast weekly, so you're allowed to listen to them because, you know. You can't wait a whole month to hear us talk about video games.
Nah.
Got to find somewhere. You can also find me. We got discovered.com. Click the podcast button.
We got discovered?
We got this covered radio gaming edition is the
we got this
easily abbreviated
radio.
Name.
We got this covered radio gaming edition.
I assume because they will have we got this covered. Well, they'll have like we got this covered movie edition.
And sports.
Yeah, because they kind of.
They do the sports thing already.
They've got it covered, apparently.
I guess so. Well, what the fuck are we doing?
What?
My dick. They got it covered. They're no. like a Jimmy hat.
No, that's
no, they don't.
That's cheap whores.
Oh,
cheap whores.
No, got that's your dick actually covered. A Jimmy hat.
Oh, but, oh yeah, Trojan man.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a weekly one where we just basically talk about video game news. I've been on it. Harlow has guested on it a few times. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm a full fledged scab, or super fan, as they like to call it over there.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nobody wants me on their podcast.
Hey, I'd invite you, but you know, you don't but really you don't like video games.
So. No, not really.
You don't keep up with video game news unless it involves Burnout. So
pretty much,
or Duke Nukem.
I just, man, whew. I got looking at silly pictures on the internet to do. I don't have time for video game news.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, but yeah, you can check that out. Check out, of course, bmfcast.com if you like movies.
Right,
or if you don't like movies.
Just check it out anyway.
If you don't like movies, then you're just fucked in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Nothing else to plug? No? Nah, emails on the website, you know, talk at noquarters or
where my skull at noquarters.net.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If you really have a question for us that you want us to answer that's just burning your mind, you want to know our opinion on something,
right.
Write an email. Yep.
And you can also check out on noquarters.net. All of our gamer tags and any of our associated gamer contacty things are up there.
Yeah, invite us to play games as long as they're not Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah, right. Send me a message. I might unmute you.
Amazing.
You'll be the one person.
You'll be the
list.
One.
All right. So you guys ready to get out of here?
Yes, please.
All right. I'm Mackie.
I'm The Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And we will see you next time.